Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, hello dear friends, good evening, such a beautiful, beautiful evening. So I arrived Minneapolis airport. I think I arrived at 9:30, something like it. It's already quite dark, and arrived hotel. Then, there is some sound. Then I ask if there is anything, any restaurants, any food place. And the hotel person are really very kind. He said, you can get some food here, but the hotel, not the cafeteria. The hotel has a good cafeteria with good food, but I want to go outside. And he said, you can get some convenient food, some cookies, some chips, some instant noodle there in the hotel little shop. And he said, it's expensive and not so good. It's not the best choice. You can go outside. To go to Target, to go to downtown, then I think maybe that's a good idea. So I walked out, and it's a little bit cold, but not so cold. So I walked along in the night streets of Minneapolis, and it really makes me feel so fresh because it's night and there is not too strong wind. Usually in the night there is not too much temperature change, so there is the wind is tamed. There is coldness through because of the region, because this is very north Minneapolis, but the day had some sunshine, so there is warmth, there is a little bit of a coldness from its innate temperature pattern, weather zone, and it's just perfect, so fresh, so clean. And I walked along and passed by a beautiful bookstore. And the bookstore is called Strive. And the Strive bookstore is already closed. So I was thinking maybe next time I go there, I will see. So the next morning, actually, I went to that, I walked along the same street. But the Strive still does not open. It's actually closed, I think. But beautiful design. And then I was just wandering around. There are some restaurants, and in front of me there is such a beautiful, elegant restaurant. And so it's almost empty. So I walked in, and because I made give it a shot and see if I can get some food. I think it's 10 o'clock. And I walked in, and this person came to me very nicely. And I said, I just want to take a look, check your menu. And he explained. I asked what kind of food it is, because it looks... I do not know what it is, and it looks quite exotic. And then he said, it's Turkish food. And then I immediately said, teşekkürlerim. I may not pronounce it right, but 30 years ago, I went to Turkey. No, 23 years ago. 23 years ago, or 24 years ago, I visited Turkey. And I so absolutely enjoyed the food, the eggplant, and it's so good. So I still remember this. Thank you, teşekkürlerim. And he was very happy. And he said the kitchen is closed, but. The kitchen closed at 10 o'clock, but if you stay here, maybe we can do something for you. This is the first night. I was not so much in the mood of staying in one place, not discovering anything else. So I said, maybe another time I will come back. I was just saying it. See you later and see you next time. I will come back later. Those kind of courtesy words, usually we do not take that as a serious promise. So I walked along and I went to a 24-hour Nicolaite diner. I think it's kind of a Denny's, it's a kind of IHOP, this kind of 24-hour food. And so I came back, they closed, passed by the same road. So that's it. I had a very good memory. So the next day, we had our art teachers' conference, the opening night. So it had a dance party. I was dancing so much. It's cold winter, so I wear this single dress, summer dress. And the dance party finished at something like 9:30. 9:30 something. So I went to this place again, and I want to try my luck. And I said, I'm coming back, still the same guy. And he said, yes, you can have here. So almost, I think there is another person on another place, and then there are some three or four, so the whole big restaurant, almost all by myself. It's such an experience. And the people working there, they are so friendly, and they are so, they put so much into trying to make this place work, make this place the best. And they are sincerely wanting to make it good. I can feel it. So I ordered, I actually do not know the name. It's maybe I will check the recipe, I will check the menu and let you know. So this one is a beef. I think it's a tenderloin beef stewed. And he said something. I said, I want to eat a big salad. They have beef salad. And then maybe I will switch to another one. So I cancel that salad. And that person kind of hesitating. You want a salad? Because for a few days I didn't eat salad. I want to have that salad. So he... So I took his recommendation. He recommended this. Let me check. the name of it. Lumi, I am on the internet and checking the restaurant name, Minneapolis. Yeah, okay. Let me read the menu. Yes, I found that menu. Okay. Oh, they have a 12-page of menu. It's not salad, cold Abyss seafood, not seafood. Oh my goodness, not beef. It's called chicken. Turkish cuisine. Oh, gashol. Yeah. Oh, it's gashol. I know it. It's gashol. But it's written. But it's written in a different way. Anyway, gashol means madeira, a hot pot. So I ordered that, and I think they prepared from fresh. So I waited for some time, and a few minutes later, it came a big, huge dome of bread. It reminds me of Cappadocia. And the best thing we went to Turkey is the bread in Cappadocia, and made by the mom, by the woman, the ladies there. Oh, it's so delicious. So here, this is the bread with hummus, a little bit tomato, kind of a little bit pickled flavor. So, and hummus, it's so fresh, not so much garlic. It's very pure. And the bread is, because it's heated up, it's all gonfly, and came like a huge dome. And it was so delicious. So I ate it, and then came the gashol. And the gashol is beef tenderloin and tomato and capsicum stewed together. So there is a lot of sauce in it, a lot of juice, a lot of sauce. And when they finish it, they put into a clay pot, hot clay pot, on top of it, a layer of fromage, cheese, and fresh cheese. Oh, it's so very good. And it's piping hot. It's piping hot. It's so hot. And so I dip my bread, and also they give another plate of bread on top. This bread is different from the first big dome of bread. It's like a plain pizza dough without the sauce. So it's tender, soft, and delicious with a little bit beautiful flour flavor. Very good. Some sesame on top. So I tear a little bit of the bread, tear it up, dip it in the sauce, and enjoy it. And I finished every single thing. And the pot was, when the server, the gentleman came to collect the pot and everything, I have no single piece of sesame left, not a single miette of bread left, not a single, what else, not a single sauce left. And it's all scraped with the bread. And it's like clean, like already licked. And it was so good. So I dip it and ate it. And then the gentleman came, the server, uh, the, the waiter gentleman, he came and he said, yeah, that's exactly the way how we eat it. In Turkey, we eat it that way. And it's so delicious. And they know I have been to Ankara, been to Bodrum, I have been to Istanbul, I have been to Cappadocia, and yeah, all these places we travel around. And at the end, I asked for the bill, and he came with a bill and a cup of tea. Very, very amber, crystal clear. Amber color, crystal clear tea, and with a piece of sweet. And he said, we would like to you to enjoy this piece of Turkish delight. I said, is this lokum? And he said, of course, you know Turkish. You know it. I said, well, so the Turkish coffee, Turkish tea with lokum, it's the best. Yeah, it's so good. And then he said, okay, this time I give you tea. Next time, if ever you come back, I will give you Turkish coffee. Promise. Because in Turkey, we actually bought a Turkish coffee, that little pot in that in our travel 24 years ago. Anyway, it was just the most enjoyable experience. The food is warm, people are kind, and I feel home. I tell them, it's this place, you make me feel home. You make me feel that warmth, that fuzzy warmth. And the food is not expensive. So I can, you know, if the food is not expensive, so I can, within my budget, I can spare some more tips, do my effort to appreciate them, right? If, this is my way, so that I can spend less, but I can have some more tips included. And so I left, and suddenly I just fitted. In my family, we have a habit, especially my children. Every time finish the meal, we will say bye-bye to the person who helped us, or if possible, the chef. The fast food restaurant, we will say to the cashier. If going to some other restaurant, we will say to the people as much as we can. And I suddenly had a rush inside me. I said, can I say thank you to the chef? I want to see the chef. And then the chef washed his hand and came out, and we took a picture. So the first one is the chef. And the second one, I am with the boss, the owner of the store. I think he's the owner. And the third one is we are together. It was such a fun experience. Oh, it was such a beautiful experience. It's very delicious. Lumi restaurant. Lumi, does that mean light? Anyway, bye-bye, friends. I love you. I really do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Cuckoo. Bye-bye. It's so good to travel, to see the world.